the Queen Battleship Showdown with Tough Core and Family Food Production. And we have the pleasure of having Dr. Oz as our guest today. And we're back to
Yeah.
grass, I came on her, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Teen Battle Chef Showdown at Whole Foods Market on 97th Street in Columbus. We are so in their store for the whole snack in here for providing all the ingredients for today's recipe. So thank you so much, Whole Foods. And one more thank you goes out to our sponsor, Circulon. Circulon has provided a lot of wonderful pots and pans so that we can run this Teen Battle Chef program in 42 schools around the country. So they in the audience about what Teen Battle Chef is. Teen Battle Chef is a program that is run in many schools all over the country in which the high school students are learning how to cook, they're learning culinary skills, and they're learning how to teach others how to cook healthy recipes. So the students you see here have participated in Teen Battle Chef at schools all over New York City. Almost all of them are from different schools, and they'll tell you who they are and where they go to school. And Teen Battle Chef is presented at all four schools in partnership with an organization called Family Cook Production, which Dr. Oz mentioned before. So you'll see that all of these kids have learned a lot about nutrition and cooking and healthy eating and have a collaboration between Family Cook Production and Health Care. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our esteemed judging panel sitting over here on my left. They're so happy to have all of you here. I'm just going to read off your names and your titles so that the audience knows who you are and why you're the best Teen Battle Chef judges in town. So we have Susan Carmona DeMille. For being here. We also have Michaela Johnson from Edible Manhattan in Berlin. We have Henry Reinhardt, who's the owner of Henry's Restaurant, right around the corner from our restaurant. We have Denise Oler, who's an Emmy Award-winning journalist and TV personality, and she also teaches at the Institute of Culinary Education here in New York. Hi, Denise, thanks for being here. We have Roseanne Gold, who is a chef, the James Perry Foundation Award winner, and author of 12 cookbooks, including my very favorite, Eat Fresh Food, cookbook for two. Next to Roseanne, we have Jimmy Einer, who's a photographer, a cinematographer, and the founder of the United Productions Company. Thanks, Jimmy, for being here. Next to Jimmy, we have Lynn Fredericks. Lynn is the founder of Family Cook Productions and the creator of the Teen Battle Chef program, which is what you'll see here today in action. Next to Lynn, we have Liberty, who's the judge assistant. We're really glad Liberty's helping out today. And Liberty will be helping out Craig King, and Craig is a chef, a documentary filmmaker, including the film Here We Grow, and he's a health and wellness consultant. Okay, we're really glad you're here. So as you can see, the secret ingredient today is apples. And a lot of us, when we eat apples, we think of sweets, we think of desserts, we think of apple pie, but we've challenged our Teen Battle Chefs to come up with savory, healthy, main dishes that you can make using apples. The apples we're using today are all local, seasonal produce from New York City, which is really an exciting thing about all. So without further ado, we're going to get into it. We're going to hear a presentation from each team about how they made their dish. Then the judges will be giving some samples. The judges will rate these two teams on the taste of their dish and the quality of their demo. And then we'll be announcing the awards to the audience. So I'm going to start off over here with Team Raspberry. How are you doing, Team Raspberry?
Great! coming in this quarter.
And where they go to school.
Okay.
You might have to come to fourth meeting, because I'm out in my fourth.
I'm just getting her, she's right here.
Baldwin High School, Manhattan, over the west side.
Sit down.
My name is Danielle, and I go to Abraham Lincoln High School in Coleman, Brooklyn.
My name is Chrissy Polanco, and I'm a Westside High School graduate, and I go to San Juan Community College.
My name is Elizabeth Romer, and I go to University of Michigan in Coleman.
We really have a lot of boroughs represented in this small team here. So we're going to hear from this team about all the different things they use to make their dish and why they're wonderful products that you could use. So Jamil, will you start us off and tell us a little about some of the skills that you use to make this dish?
Okay, so this is butternut squash soup with the apples. And what you see in front of you is what we call mise en place. It's a French term, meaning the origin of your food. You're going to use them. So everything we have arranged, that's the order that we're going to use them. So right now, I'm going to demonstrate my knife tool with the butternut squash.
Let's just pull this a little closer. Perfect. Now I'll hold this. And you can talk out to the audience and to the judges too.
So here's my butternut squash. I'm going to show you how to cut it. I'm going to cut it in half first so it's easier to peel it. I'm going to use a peeler instead of a knife to get the perfect amount of skin off, the perfect layer. If you use a knife, it's extremely hard because it's going to And you also paste it on the bottom, which makes it easier to cut and peel.
We talk in Team Battle Chef a lot about knife safety. When you tell a high school principal that you're going to be bringing knives into their school for a class, we have to talk a lot about knife safety. That's really important.
All right, so now I'm going to chop the butternut squash. The reason why we chop it is because it's easier to boil it, and it's easier to blend it with our emerging butternut, which you're going to see it. Right now I'm going to bread pot, which is something that you see every day in Canary Chef. It's when you put your hands inside the butternut squash to make sure you don't cut your fingers off. Canary Chef, what am I fine on my floor?
That's good. Some great knife skills here. Very professional.
When you're finished chopping, you use the bottom half of the knife to slide everything open. So if you want your knife to remain nice and not dull, then you want your door to scrape up your board. I'm going to hand it over to Chrissy, and she tells you why you need to use the sharp side of the knife.
So Chrissy, why don't you come over here just so that we don't feel better. Well, like Jamil said before, the squash is very thick, and it's a winter squash. And the reason why it's very thick is because, and it's during the winter, they have a very thick coat. When the winter comes, what do we wear? We wear coats to keep ourselves warm, and that's what the butternut squash does. It has a very thick coating to keep itself warm. Another good thing about the winter squash, it can stay out for a couple months. So when it comes time to Thanksgiving or Christmas, when you guys would like to make a nice family home-cooked meal, the squash is a very good meal to use because it stays out for a long time and it will not rot. The squash was first discovered in the Incas in the 15th century, and is mainly used in five continents. Florida is the largest squash producing state, and California is the second. I guess I will take it back now to Audrey, who will tell us the nutrition part of the butternut squash.
of the uncooked butternut squash, right here. You see the deep color of orange? The deeper the color of orange, the more beta-carotene there is, which is what we also get from carrots, which is very good for our vision. In the butternut squash, there's vitamin A, which is good for your eyesight as well. There's vitamin B, which helps form red blood cells, which we need for our immune system to fight off diseases. And this is composed of complex carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates are the carbs that keep you fully longer and provide you more energy that will last you throughout the day. So you won't have any short energy sugar rushes that you will crash out later on the day. So it's a very good meal in this butternut squash soup.
One more thing to add about prepping the squash, yeah?
There's one thing I forgot to mention. In the lower half of the squash, there are the seeds, and one of the chefs here at Whole Foods taught me to use the ice cream scoop as a very good trick. Just scoop it right out.
Great. So let's hear a little bit exactly how you guys made the dish. So I'm actually going to just come a little closer over here. Maybe someone can stir for you, Joel. You want to do it all at once? Push it apart?
So, ladies and gentlemen, you've learned all the nutritional facts on the important information for your butternut squash. Now, it's how you cook it. So, we start off with a hot, whatever you do, Dutch pan or whatever you do, and you put olive oil on the bottom and let that get hot. So, we're going to take some olive oil. We already have some here, but just for demonstration, we're going to add some olive oil. We drizzle it on the bottom and let that get hot. We also are going to take 1 tablespoon, this one, of butter. And we're going to add that in there. And this is going to melt slowly into the oil. And also going to get another layer of flavor from this one. And then we're going to take some onion. And this is sliced onion. And we're just going to throw it in there, in the oil. What we're going to do is cook this for we're going to cook it. And we're going to cook this for a long period of time. And what we're going to do with that, we're going to caramelize the onions. When you caramelize the onions, basically what you're doing is you're cooking it low and slow in oil for a long period of time. This way the sugars can come out of it and add like another layer of flavor to whatever you're cooking. So that's basically what we're going to do. We're going to cook for, honestly, I would love to keep this in here for 3 days, but you can keep it in for like 20 minutes if you want to. Whatever you want to do, just caramelize your onions. Once you've done that, once it's done caramelized, you're not going to take some apple. And this is Macintosh apple that we've cubed and dashed. And we're going to add that in there and let that become tender with the onions. And let that cook for about a minute or two more. Let that be together. Then we're going to take our squash. Now earlier, Daniel explained how you cut a squash. And you wrap it and take the seeds out and cube it and get it back. And once you've done that, while you're doing this, it's a good time to start boiling your squash. And get that tender. And then once that's done tender, drain the water out. And then you take this boiled squash. And then you're going to add that to your saute. So what we're doing here, we have some boiled squash here, and then add that to our saute. And then once you do that, the mere fact that it's tender and it's boiled and it's already pre-cooked is going to allow the actual squash to melt. And it's going to begin melting and becoming one with all the flavors out there. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the beauty flavor with this soup. So let this melt, let this come together. Once you've done that, you are going to start adding the liquid. Three liquids that we have here is apple cider vinegar. And we're going to add that to the saute. Just about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And again, cook that. Make sure that you know it all comes together. And you want to get that intense vinegary flavor, kind of let that reduce. Come together. Then once you've done that, you're going to add actual apple cider. And you're going to add that to your saute as well. And when you add the apple cider, you're also going to add water. And that's what you have here as well. Because apple cider itself is very sweet and acidic, and it's very natural, organic. So you add water to the meat, some of that flavor, because you don't want it to overpower when you ask for squash. And then just mix that together and let that come on. And normally you would have, you, it would be like chunky. You kind of decide whether or not it's chunky enough or what kind of consistency you want it. The type of water we use, now you can use plain water if you want to. We actually use the water that would boil the butternut squash in. We use that because it has the nutrients and the vitamins, so many extra butternut squash in that water. So we put that in there as well. Why not? You're seasoned. Anyway, so now we have our kind of combination going on here. So we're going to turn it down, and then we're going to... You can see what it is, see what the depth, and then you're using an immersion blender, we're going to put this in an immersion blender. Be sure to keep it right in the middle of the depth of your soup. For example, if you put it too low, it's going to start scratching the bottom of the pan, and then you're going to get little pan bits in your soup. I mean, you might like that, but I recommend you not get pan bits in your soup. And if you put it too high, it's going to splatter everywhere. And then everybody's going to get their soup on themselves instead of in their mouth, so your best bet is to put it in the middle. So, right now we're just going to blend this together. Once we've done that, you know, once it gets like a nice thick, yet not too thick consistency, this is what you come up with. And this is basically our butternut squash soup. Depending on how it is, you can add some more water, some apple cider, or you can leave it as it is if you like the better consistency comes out. And basically, this is the end result. You also add a little salt, pepper, 1 more tablespoon of butter, and now we're going to garnish this. We're going to make it look pretty.
Can you just hold that up so everyone in the back can see too?
Yeah. Beautiful, isn't it?
So just make sure you talk into the mic, guys.
So to add more flavor and more freshness to the food, you can garnish it. And the first thing that we're going to add is
creme fraiche. Now, creme fraiche is pasteurized everywhere. I'm sorry. We're going to add creme fraiche. And this is like pasteurized heavy cream. And it tastes like a combination of like cream cheese and sour cream if you combine that together. But anyway, what we're going to do is take it. By the way, normally creme fraiche is actually very thick. So in order to get it in here, we put it in here and then add some water. And we shook it up and we got it loose. This way it's good to blend. So we're going to take our creme fraiche. You can either make a swirl, a little smiley face. You can draw a Van Gogh on here if you want to. Just a little swirl we got here. And then we'll move on.
You see a swirl? What's our final garnish step? After the crumb crush, we're going to add some kind of cheese from it, right on top of it, or a nice soup. And lastly, we're going to add some dill over the soup. And this adds a little bit more freshness to it. And all of these combinations for the garnish is a good contrast to the soup. So there's a lot of sweetness and a lot of saltiness and bitterness. All the flavors in all one soup. So this is our final soup. I'm already hungry.
As you see our garnish, if you're having a dinner party, it's perfect to make yourself seem fancy with these 4 ingredients.
School they go to.
My name is Andrea Scoboza, and I attend University Heights High School in Bronx.
Hi, my name is Matthew Wong. I graduated from ABH High School in 2010, and now I attend Brooklyn University.
And I attend the Kurt Kahn Expeditionary Learning School in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, I'm Molly, and I go to Manhattan Center for Natural Science at UCI of Harlem.
Hey, my name is Mike Pierce, and I attend Westside High in Manhattan.
Hi, my name is Awesome.
So, this team over here is going to start us off with some work with Mike Pierce. We're going to start us off and tell us a little bit, Andrea, about how you prepared all these ingredients. You can see all this freshness out here. You can tell it's going to be something healthy. So how do you get it? How do you prepare it?
The most important part of preparing it is cutting correctly. And that's where the skills I learned in TM Chef. When you're going to cut your apple, first, so this is, you have the option of leaving the skin off and it has a lot of fiber, the skin. But you just took it off just in case anyone didn't want an apple and not gonna make my own onions. It's better for you to put it like this rather than the one that horizontal and you put it down. So those would be better for you
to get that laser will give us a couple of ingredients that I put it on the cook.
So she filled it out, and now we can just stand ready to cut it.
When you're cutting the corners like this, so you like your finger and you want to keep them. I'm just doing this part to the stomach here. When you're dicing, you want to go like this side, because you don't want to get some of the apple. You can't keep it in there. That's not a good thing.
Some professional skills over here, and this apple that's really nice, really small. That right, sweetie? Small. Small.
It's just easier, it's like this, and it's easier and faster.
Well, if you take a look at the Swiss chart, I see the stems are colored. I can assure you we do not paint them. I promise. This is the way it comes. Look, the thing about Swiss chart is it's possible that people think it's from Switzerland. You know, Swiss chart, obviously. Well, actually, a Swiss botanist, his name is Koch, he traveled to the Mediterranean, actually, the town of Switzerland. And what happened after that was he named it Swiss chart and for his homeland. So the Greeks used to use Swiss chart for its beneficial purposes, and it's really good. So first, if you're planning to buy Swiss chart, what you want to look for is dark green leaves, dark green colors. If you're bushy and round, that's something that you really don't want. Chances are it's either rotten or like worse than that. So look for leaves that are dark green, and you should get one for your
Mom's gonna tell us a little bit about why this nutrition. Everyone always says we eat those leafy greens, and then they say, but I hate leafy greens, which you will not hate when you're in this case, I'm telling you. But Mom's gonna tell us too, what's the big deal, Molly, about the leafy greens?
Hey guys, I'm Molly again. I'm gonna teach you guys a little bit about nutrition and, vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin C, and vitamin E. So, how many of you guys are exposed to second half of the year? Raise your hand. Another good vitamin C, which is vitamin C. Okay, everybody.
vegetables that are infused are things that we can find locally. Mike, can you tell us a little, couple of the benefits about eating local food?
So you just want the cream to the goat cheese, you don't really want to try.
then also the next negotiation with Rosemary. So we have to look for protection and everything that's fair.
So basically, guys, all right, in our pot we have our mixture of the greens, the onions, and the apples. You can add salt and pepper depending on the flavor. Here I have a pre-made tortilla ready to go. Basically, we just smear the goat cheese on the tortilla. Very spazzled it looks like this. It's a nice, well-balanced meal. It's nice and full after a nice long day of work. So after we're done, this is a skillet. We have a skillet back there. So you guys just sit it in there. You want the tortilla shells to be nice and crispy. You don't want it to be soggy. Here we actually have a pre-made one. As you can look, it's very toasty. You can see like the nice bright line. And sometimes it's really good. We'll try to taste one of those bags and let us know how that tastes. You don't have to say good, it's because you cooked it.
Good.
Okay, so then that's toasted and that's done. So this is actually for the garnish. Would you like to garnish that up for us?
To make it look really nice, I want to use the ingredients. Like this. Get a couple of apples, fresh apples, and you stand them up. Two apples. You stand them up. Okay, so. And the next thing you want to go on.
Okay, this is all in general. Well, not really in general. It's a nice garlic, but kind of fresh.
And on that fresh fish, you want to sprinkle some shallots on top, as well as some roasted pumpkin seeds.
Damn, look at this. Everybody, take a look. Go home. Get out. You're not doing it. She knows what she's doing. This is a quesadilla with pumpkin seeds, shallots, and apples. Look at this. Go to IKEA, buy some nice plates, and just make it look beautiful. Amazing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Team Blueberry. That was great. Let me hear it for Team Blueberry. Excellent. So now we have our moment of truth. The two teams, Team Raspberry and Team Blueberry, are going to bring their food over to the judges for the judges to sample. While the judges are sampling, I'm going to have some of the teams tell you a little bit about what their experience has been learning how to cook this turkey. So Team Battle Chefs, why don't you go serve the judges their food? So all of these students, you can see that they work really well together. If you've ever cooked anything at home, and then had someone try to help you, you can imagine it's pretty hard to cook with four or five other people around you. So it really takes a lot of teamwork. And all of these students have attended different schools, so they, in just two rehearsals, met each other, cooked the dishes, and prepared these whole presentations for you. It's really impressive. It's really impressive. Oh, yeah, so we have some photo ops too, but the quesadilla team is serving.
Thank you.
been a very, very learning and very like helpful experience as far as myself. Like I started to team Belgium at my after school because I my whole thing is to live in homes, go to hills, watch food, TV, and stuff like that. And so then I went to Belgium and I started honing into what I was able to do already. And then I went to the summer program and then that enhanced my abilities like two times because I learned different aspects of cooking, different ways of cooking. You know, I learned so much and it helps me like realize just like how much is out there and how much I'm not limited to. Because everybody just thinks that they're limited to, you know, certain foods because of their surroundings. But all you have to do is look, you'll find something that's there right for you and right for everybody around you. And it's like really inspiring when you join Teenage Chef. I remember Chef, and I recommend that to anyone who decided that they want to change, you know, the way they eat.
When I started cooking 30 years ago, there were no women in the industry, and we were not respected. demise or good moves to. So, I am so impressed with what I observed today. I think your presentations, your verbal presentations were awesome. Such knowledge and such confidence and such grace in the way that you spoke. Awesome. I think the presentation of your group was beautiful. Your cooking skills, just great. But let me just address the taste for 1 second. I was very, very impressed, first of all, with Lynn's recipes, not too many ingredients, very sophisticated, rooted flavors. I love the little grace note of the feta cheese and the dill on the soup. Unexpected, salty, sweet, lovely. I noticed with Team Blueberry that you actually introduced a couple of other ingredients, and I give you a lot of credit for doing that. I looked at the recipe, I saw there was no rosemary in the recipe, and yet someone was brilliant enough to think about that flavor combination, awesome. And I'm telling you, the garnish of the creme fraiche with the sauteed shallots and the pumpkin seeds may be one of the best things I've eaten in a very long time.
Thanks, Roseanne. So, who, anyone else? Another judge? All right, Henry. Great.
Hi, hello everyone. Thank you for this wonderful turnout and thank you for this amazing effort by everyone here. As we said at the beginning, I own a restaurant. I'm a professional chef who works with Mario Vitale, and we've been serving food in this community for the past 10 years, including for myself. I just wanted to say that you connected a lot of components that we work on in the restaurant. Presentation, flavor, plating. You did so many things right, but what I really feel is important here today is that you make the connection between food and how you feel. And by that I mean your presentation about the nutritional components was incredibly well researched and very, very important. All food should taste good. All food should look good. But when you get up from a meal, you should feel good. Because the food that you put in your body is what we are all made of. And if you put good food in your body, you end up happy, healthy. You made that connection, and you made a connection in a creative way, and you delivered a tremendous amount of information. And I know part of your program is not only to produce good food, but part of your program is also to go back into your community at school, go back into your community at home, go back into your community between school and home, and tell people about the difference between eating better food and good food. And you've done an incredible job articulating that and then actually showing it on the plate. I'm very, very impressed. You're all winners in my view.
Program started that long ago, and my idea was
to spread the word that we need to create community around food, community around healthy eating. So to get to a place where we have partners like Health Corps, with this amazing army of amazing coordinators out there mentoring kids like this in this program, that we have partners like Whole Foods that brings it out into the community, that we have partners like Circulon, a national company that gives our kids professional cookware to use. It's beyond my dreams, but what we could achieve, and I know this is still only the beginning, we've got a lot of ways to go.
Second, from a visual standpoint, entertainment value, I like the way that you engage the audience and eye contact and the way your body language was. So again, you guys keep this going and you present your food and you find experience in that right away. You bring that experience into the crowd and that's important. So I want to thank you guys again.
Hi, my name is Denise, and as someone who's been in front of the camera for over 25 years, I have to tell you that both teams rocked. You are all stars in my book, and I'm sure in all of our judges' books. You have poised, you were very poised, you were very creative in your presentations, and they were funny. They were full of spunk, besides the fact that, of course, you were very knowledgeable. And I have to say the vocations were excellent. So, and the most important thing is that I see in your leaders that are going back to your communities and spreading the message about family values, about health, and that cooking and eating together is a lot of fun. So congratulations to all of you. You have both winners.
Okay, well besides everything tasting delicious, I have to thank you because while I love buttermilk squash, I'm always scared to cook it by myself. And you guys have calmed this feel that I need to do it. Well, keep my fingers intact. So thank you, and I can't wait to try it with this recipe myself.
Thank you to all of our judges for being here. It's really wonderful to have you here today supporting our student. Where's Wesley? Do we have the verdict of our awards? We're going to be giving out two awards today. One award will be for the best tasting dish, and one award will be for the best demo presentation for how to do the dish. So we have Wesley coming towards me. To tell me who's gonna get which award. Who's gonna get which award? Oops, the judges are still confirming. I think it was pretty hard to choose. Audience, would you probably agree with that? Everyone really didn't think that it was hard to choose. So, can I get a drum roll, please? This award is for the team for the best demo.
Circulon.
Alright, what else is in there?
green, hopefully, but hopefully tomorrow will be green mission thermos. Cutting boards for all your poultry, fruit, the vegetable meat, and the fish needs. Chop bag, funnel, item number 477.
Perfect. These are the best boards for taking out to the community because they're lightweight and carrying around. So you are all ready to do cooking demos in your community. Thank you so much. There's more.
There's some of the jokes you guys got. And some pretzels.
Thank you.